Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Join us on the line right now, Larry Kudlow, CNBC senior contributor, host of the Larry Kudlow Show, heard here on Saturdays at 7 p.m. right here on WMAL. Good morning to you, Larry.
Morning, Brian.
Listen, for you, this is what you've been waiting for, because this is the week we're going to get at least the framework of what the president has in mind with regard to tax cuts and tax reform. And one of the things that we're hearing about is when they reveal the framework tomorrow, there will be in it a 57% reduction in the capital corporate taxes, and that from 35% to 15%.
Yeah. Well, they're going back to the campaign plan that Steve Moore and I and others, Steve Mnuchin, Steve Miller, worked on. I mean, there was some speculation, I don't know where this came from, maybe the NEC, that they were going to junk the plan and start over again. It's not true. They are going to stay with the 15% corporate tax rate. I'll bet you repatriation and immediate expensing of new business will be in there. And I think this is great. And I think it's particularly great because in the last 10 days, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin has really been out there pounding the pavement on the likelihood that this kind of plan will generate 3% economic growth and that that will pay for the entire plan and then some. By my calculations, if you shifted, because of better business investment, which is the key to productivity and living standards and higher wages, if you do that, you are going to raise perhaps as much as $4 trillion over 10 years. I want to emphasize that. $4 trillion in extra revenues over 10 years, which would be the mother of all pay-fors, and that's exactly how we recommended it, and that's exactly how it looks like they're going to go. So I can't say enough. Mnuchin's leadership on growth has been fantastic.
So this idea of having to be able to have a plan to pay for the tax cuts first is really just null and void.
Well, that's right. I mean, it was always null and void in the sense that people who know about these models and revenue and deficit models understand that the single biggest factor is growth. I mean, in the Obama years, for example, because of their government spending stimulus package, they believed, sort of New Deal style, that you'd have fiscal multipliers, spending multipliers, and that the economy would grow at 3, 4, 5%. It never did. It got stuck at 2%. And that cost the government trillions and trillions of revenues. So that put us in a deficit hole. We're now going to try a supply-side approach, lowering marginal tax rates, to increase economic growth incentives across the board. And I believe, as it did in the 60s and the 80s and 90s, it will produce a faster growth rate, and that will cover all your revenue needs and then some. So you have two different models operating here, and the supply-side model is going to go with the Trump, apparently with the Trump campaign, as we suggested many, many, many months ago.
And I guess that what makes this palatable to Democrats is also that it's sort of connected to a middle-class tax cut as well.
Well, it should be. Now, the Democrats seem intransigent on anything and everything President Trump recommends, so I don't know. But the reality is, and this is so important, studies have shown that the lower tax rates and the cash expensing for new investment, the biggest beneficiaries of that are middle and lower middle-income wage earners. This is a middle-income wage earners tax cut. It is not a tax cut for rich corporations. It will add to their profits, but that means they can pass along those profit gains in the form of higher wages and benefits and lower consumer prices. So this is very important. Now, there'll be other elements unveiled on the individual side of this tax plan. I do not think the so-called border adjustment tax is going to go in.
Yeah, that apparently is not in there right now.
Right. There may be changes in the marginal tax rates for individuals. That's all perhaps subject to negotiation. It was 12:33. I'm sorry, 12:25 and 33 for both Kevin Brady and Trump during the campaign and so forth. You know, you may jiggle around with those numbers, and you'll jiggle around with some of the so-called loophole closings or deduction limitations. And I'm kind of a hawk on that. You know, I think if you're going to get lower rates, you should have a broader base, and you don't need all those deductions.
Do you see any of these in a certain order? We've been talking about this morning, talking about the border wall, funding that, health care, and taxes. Do you see a magical order in which these should be done? Can they be done simultaneously? Does it matter?
Well, it's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. It's a tactical question. Steve Forbes and Art Laffer and I and Steve Moore wrote a piece in the New York Times late last week. We argued business tax cuts first, and that's been our argument from day one. They started out with health care reform first. I don't know. Look, the argument that you need health care reform first to save some money for tax reform is, in my judgment, a bogus argument. What you want here is the biggest impact on economic growth. You're going to get first quarter GDP, I believe, at the end of this week. It's going to be around 1%, you know, continuing the 10-year-long slump. And I think you want to reinvigorate the business sector, which is, as I said, for wage earners and families. And that's your best growth, shall we say, growth dividend. Go there. But I can't predict how this. You could go, side-by-side tracks. By the way, technically, with respect to the 51-vote Senate reconciliation, technically, you could have a major, major health care reform bill, which would cut about $800 or $900 billion in taxes right there, along with a business tax reform. That is doable. They're all fiscally related. You know, Obamacare, according to Judge Roberts, if you remember, Brian, was a tax bill, right? So a tax bill from health care and a tax bill from tax policy could be put together. That could be done, even at this late date, and might actually work beautifully. Big bang. Talk about reform. Wow.
Yeah, very quickly, and I mean literally got 30 seconds left. There is some sense that we might get some the spending bill later this week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Is that going to get tied up, or is it going to go on through?
Oh, it'll go through. Yeah. It's just that's all bunch of hooey. Look, you want to stop the government for a couple of days? We've done it many times.
Right.
There's no harm done. This is just all politics and theater.
All right, we'll leave it right there. Larry Kudlow, it is always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it very much.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You're due for your biannual cleaning, something you usually forget and would rather not remember. But you just got a reminder from the dentist you look forward to seeing. The Gentle Dentist, the only dentist you're happy to come back to. The Gentle Dentist in Worthington. How can we make you smile? Call 614-431-3311.